another episode of Worldly Podcasts. My name is Emilio, and I am a student at Colegio Los Nogales. I live in Colombia, that is quarantined in its current state, and has been for more than 2 months, now reaching June. I have taken advantage of my isolation time to research the origins of antibiotic resistance and how it is affected by natural selection. I call for people to get conscious about this topic because it is very relevant for the situation the world is going through right now with the deadly coronavirus pandemic. In my research, I have come to the fact that natural selection is the cause of antibiotic resistance and can be clearly evidenced when this happens. So we are going to first explain what natural selection is, then explain a little about antibiotic resistance, and then connect these two to explain antibiotic resistance better. So to explain natural selection, I came up with an example that actually happened, and it happened during the industrial revolution in England. So in England, the forests used to be white and clean, and the population of moths was all white, like moths were white. And the population of dark moths was very, or black moths or dark moths, was very low. But when the Industrial Revolution was at its best, machinery and factories used to generate a lot of dark smoke, which turned the forests dark, the trees dark, and the grass and leaves dark. And eventually the population of peppered moths weirdly started turning black. So as soon as the Industrial Revolution started to generate a dark smoke with made the forests black, the population of peppered moths started turning black. And so the explanation for this explains natural selection. So before dark forests, the white moths could camouflage with the trees because the trees were also black. They were also white, like the moths. And the black moths could not camouflage in the white trees. They were easily seen. And as they were easily seen, they could be eaten easily. And they could not reproduce, which made the white moth population dominant. But when the forest darkened, the opposite happened. Dark moths could camouflage and could reproduce, but white moths could not, so the population drastically changed. So now to go into antibiotic resistance. Antibiotic resistance is when bacteria learn how to fight or evade antibiotics and get stronger and harder to fight. So this is why scientists struggle to keep creating new antibiotics. If you don't know, new antibiotics are created like very frequently because we need new ways to fight bacteria. Now that bacteria keep evolving, so new antibiotics are created so they can keep fighting viruses and bad bacteria. So antibiotic resistance is an example of natural selection, because when an antibiotic comes to fight bacteria, it kills almost all of them except the bacteria who had the appropriate genes to survive the attack. It's just like in the moths, predators come to eat moths, but the ones who can camouflage are not eaten, so it is similar. And that the bacteria that were left alive because could not be defeated lived to keep reproducing, and now lots and lots of bacteria that came from the bacteria that lived, that survived the antibiotic attack, are now out and ready to fight. So basically they are naturally selected, just like the peppered moths. So this is why antibiotic resistance is such an important topic, and we must understand that this antibiotic resistance and understanding it can help us deal with virus attacks and fast spreading diseases like the coronavirus. This because we must know that we need to find more than one way to fight viruses because they can evolve and become deadlier. So we need to become very conscious about antibiotic resistance. Thank you for listening.